Chapter 24. Will and Cassie came over after dinner. Mom and Dad were still loading dishes into the dishwasher and cleaning up. Emily had hurried into town to go to the only movie playing. I was walking around pretty well. The ankle barely hurt at all. Dad's a pretty good doctor, I guess. The three of us settled in the front room, and we instantly got into an argument about werewolves. Cassie insisted that the swamp hermit wasn't kidding, that he really was a werewolf. Will told her she was a complete jerk. "He only chased us because he heard you call him a werewolf," he told Cassie angrily. "Why do you think he lives by himself way deep in the swamp?" Cassie demanded of Will. "Because he knows what happens to him when the moon is full, and he doesn't want anyone else to know it." "Then why did he scream to us that he was a werewolf this afternoon?" Will asked impatiently. "Because he was just joking, that's why." "Come on, guys. Let's change the subject," I said. "My parents are both scientists, and they say there's no proof that werewolves exist."
"That's what scientists always say," Cassie insisted.
"They're right," Will said. "There are no werewolves except in movies. You're a real jerk, Cassie."
"You're a jerk,"
Cassie shouted back. I could see they'd had fights like this before. "Let's play a game or something," I suggested. "Want to play some Nintendo? It's in my room."
"Mr. Warner still hasn't shown up," Cassie told Will, ignoring me.
She tugged at her red ponytail, then tossed it behind her head.
"You know why? Because he was murdered by the werewolf."
"Don't be stupid," Will said.
"How do you know?"
"Maybe you're the werewolf," I told Cassie. Will laughed.
"Yeah, that's why you're such an expert, Cassie."
"Oh, shut up," Cassie grumbled. "You look more like a werewolf than me, Will."
"You look like a vampire," he told her.
"Well, you look like King Kong," she cried.
"What are you kids talking about?" Mom interrupted, poking her head into the room.
"Just talking about movies and things," I replied quickly. I couldn't get to sleep that night. I kept rolling on to one side, then the other. I couldn't get comfortable. I kept listening for the howls. A strong wind had come up from the gulf. I could hear it rushing past our small house. It rattled the wire mesh of the deer pen out back. It made a constant shh sound, and I strained to hear the familiar howls. I had just about drifted off to sleep when the howls began. Instantly alert, I jumped to my feet. My left ankle ached as I stepped down on it. Another howl, far off, barely carrying over the steady rush of the wind. I limped to my bedroom window. The ankle had stiffened up a bit while I was lying in bed. I pressed my face against the glass and peered out. The full moon, gray as a skull, hovered low in the charcoal sky. The dewy grass gleamed under its blanket of pale light. A burst of wind rattled my window. Startled, I pulled back and listened. Another howl. Closer. This one sent a cold shudder down my back. It sounded really close. Or was the wind carrying it from the swamp? I squinted out the window. Swirls of wind made the grass sway from side to side. The ground appeared to be spinning, glowing in the pale moonlight as it twirled. Another howl. Even closer. I couldn't see anything. I had to know who or what was making that terrifying sound. I pulled my jeans on over my pajama bottoms. Struggling in the dark, I managed to slide my feet into a pair of flip-flops. I started out of my room but stopped short when I heard banging, then a loud crash, and a harsh thud right outside. Right outside my house. My heart pounding, I ran through the dark hallway. My ankle ached, but I ignored it. I hurried through the kitchen, unlocked the back door, and pulled it open. A strong gust of wind pushed me back as I opened the screen door. The wind was hot and wet. Another strong gust pushed me back. The wind is trying to keep me inside, I thought, trying to keep me from solving the mystery of the terrifying howls. I lowered my head against the driving gusts and leaped down off the stoop. "Ow!" I cried out as pain shot up my leg. Waiting for my eyes to adjust to the dim light,
I listened hard. No howls now. Just the shrill, steady rush of wind, pushing me back against the house. The backyard glowed in the moonlight. Everything was silver and gray and silent. I searched the backyard, my eyes sweeping slowly across the shifting grass. Empty. But what had caused all the commotion I'd heard in my room? The banging? The loud thuds? The rattling sounds? Why had the howl stopped when I came outside? What a mystery, I thought. What a strange mystery. The wind swirled around me. My face was dripping wet from the heavy dampness of the air. Feeling defeated, I turned back toward the house and uttered a shocked cry when I saw that the werewolf had murdered again.